Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Big 12 Nations podcast. I'm here this morning with Levi again, and it was a very, very crazy day in the Big 12 again yesterday. As I've said on numerous occasions, this is a very unpredictable league. I mean, you go to SEC, you know this team's going to win. You go to ACC, you know this team's going to win. You go to Big Ten, you know this game's going to win. But in the Big 12, you never have any idea who is going to win and what is in store. Good morning, Levi. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
So yesterday, your Longhorns took a tough loss. But, I mean, it was very close. It was a game that we thought, was going to be like that. And I still don't think all is lost. I know all week long I'm going to hear on the radio stations around here and all over social media people are going to be, you know, pretty pissed off. I seen the look on some of the guys' faces when they lost the game. You could tell they was like, oh, God, I don't want to go back to Austin and have to show my face and hear that. But, I mean, Iowa State's pretty good. All in all, I wasn't shocked just because of what's happened in Texas down the stretch. And, you know, and they waited so long to score points, too. That's another thing. But overall, what's your opinions on yesterday's performance versus Iowa State Cyclone?
I think how the game went, I think Texas, I don't know what it is. I feel like a lot of times they take a while to get going, which is exactly what happened. And then once you started to come on in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, where we were able to go up 21-20. But then, you know, Iowa State was able to just get that field goal. But I think Texas knew they could have won. I think they knew they had a better talent. But Iowa State every year is always a team that they're always better than what their record shows. I believe every loss they've had this year is against a ranked team. So, for the betting, I believe Iowa State was predicted to win with like a spread of 7 points. So Texas was actually an underdog for this game, but you know we gave it definitely a close game and you know, came down to a field goal.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you know Texas usually you know they just shoot themselves in the foot like you said. It's great talent. I think Tom Herman's a good coach. I think eventually you guys will get back to that football playoff. It's just when I did my season predictions at the beginning of the year, I said Texas would go 8-4-ish, 9-3. And I said I wouldn't be surprised if they finished with 8 wins with a bowl game. That being said, it's really nothing to complain about because these seniors will have gone to 3 straight bowl games because obviously you guys are already bowl eligible. You got to remember, the 3 years before Charlie Strong, the seniors didn't go to no bowl games. So you still got to look at that positive, and you got to embrace. I know it's Texas and people want more, but I just knew, like you said, the way they struggled with the defense and, you know, with Iowa State being at home, it'd be a tough win. They almost pulled it off, and they could have easily pulled it off, but just those little mental errors. And you could go back to the Oklahoma State game with that, Levi, when they were dropping the punt, and it almost put Oklahoma State back in the game. So special teams, you know, I hope that's something they take serious.
Yeah, definitely a special team. Definitely, whenever I see a punt or kickoff return, it's just little things like you're just nervous about. And the thing is, it is special teams. You're not supposed to be really nervous about it. You shouldn't have to worry about your kick returner or punt returner. But I don't know what it is with Texas. I don't know. That's something you have to look at that. Like they have to look at the special teams coordinator or the other assistant coaches for special teams. But that definitely needs to be improved.
Exactly. I mean, like you said, that goes back to the Oklahoma State game. Good thing y'all won that. And I said, oh, that can hurt them down the road. Last week versus Kansas State, we had a conversation about that where you guys score and then you let the Kansas State right back in the game with a return. I'm pretty sure there was some situations versus TCU and versus Oklahoma where the special teams could have been better. And then obviously yesterday, you know, just something as simple as jumping off sides held them. Because I think if they stop that, I don't think that field goal kicker is comfortable kicking the field goal from that far. And you could tell by how happy Iowa State was when Texas jumped off sides.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, with that offside, I think that it definitely made a big difference in the game, especially for the kicker. And just for that special team, something has to be done. So I have to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we'll go now to our game of the week, and that's Baylor versus Oklahoma. So my whole thing, Levi, was, wow, like, Baylor's really good again. Like, you know, no eyebrows, you know, no scandals or nothing going on. The first year under Matt Rhule, they really struggled hard. Last year they got a bowl game. This year I only picked them to get to another bowl game, which is good because they were rebuilding. And then they came out and they started off 9-0, and I said, okay, Baylor's for real. And like most people, I was like, oh, they're going to lose to Oklahoma easy. They came out firing on all cylinders, man. I mean, they were punching Oklahoma in the mouth. They were batting Jalen Hurts' passes down. They were intercepting. They were hitting hard. Obviously, Oklahoma didn't have CeeDee Lamb. And Baylor was just on fire. Their quarterback, Brewer, was rushing for touchdowns. You know, people were going nuts there in Waco. They had College Game Day there. And I'm like, okay, Baylor's a real deal. And then my fingers got crossed, and I said, okay, well, if they're going to win, I'd rather just win out and beat Oklahoma and Texas so the Big 12 has a shot at the playoff. Then comes the second half, and then you remember that Oklahoma is Oklahoma for a reason, and they have a tradition, and you're just like, wow. And I think Baylor was, like, stuck in a moment. It's like Baylor had that hot girl out on a date, and they have been thinking their whole life, oh, if I get her out on a date, I'm going to do this, this, and that. Then they actually got the hot girl out on a date, and then they froze, and now they lost the date.
Yep, I definitely have to agree with that. I mean, they came out firing. They seem hot. They seem ready to set. I think Baylor knew this was going to be that their statement game that, hey, you know, take us seriously. This was going to be their shot. And pretty much the first half, they didn't. And then the second half, it basically seemed that they got too comfortable. And I guess everything just stopped clicking from there. And I guess Oklahoma just took a big step up. And I wouldn't be surprised after this if everybody starts picking on Baylor, if they're going to be the new Atlanta Falcons again. Because I know the score was at 28-3 at one point. And then obviously we've seen a comeback from that score.
Yeah, like you said, that I think one of the papers said this is the biggest comeback in Oklahoma history. That could have been the biggest. I don't think I've ever seen a college football game where somebody was down 28-3 and came back and won. I mean, that's wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I don't. Yeah, and the crazy thing is, it was an awesome game. It was great to look at, but at the end of the day, you know, everybody's probably thinking, where do you go from here? Oklahoma's back
yep.
in the Big 12 championship game. They're fine. Baylor is technically still in the Big 12 championship game if they finish their next two games. So both of the teams still have to would probably face again in Arlington in the championship game. So, you know, just to any Baylor fans, you know, all isn't lost for you guys. It's still a great, memorable season, record-setting season. But y'all got to find a way to beat Oklahoma at home when y'all have them at home. And as far as Oklahoma, I mean, wow, what a way to fight back. And just not give up and say, you know what, we're going to finish this thing and we're going to steal a win on the road in Waco.
Yep, that's exactly what they did. Yeah, it was a great game.
Great game, yep. So now I'll jump over into the game that shocked me yesterday, and it was Kansas State losing to West Virginia. I'm kind of like shocked, but I'm not shocked because, you know, you guys went on the road. Texas, y'all went on the road. Y'all beat West Virginia pretty well. And so did Texas Tech last week. They went on the road and beat West Virginia. But I remember the last time I saw West Virginia on TV, they were playing Baylor at home. And this is when Baylor was still undefeated. So I wasn't – like, so in a way, I'm not shocked. And I'm just sitting there like, maybe West Virginia is just that much better at home. I mean, that much better on the road, I mean. Because – they can't win at home,
yeah.
But I remember the last time they played Baylor, they almost beat Baylor, and Baylor was the best team in the conference at the time. And then this time they go into Manhattan and they beat Kansas State. Kansas State, my goodness, Levi, Kansas State beat Oklahoma at home. And then West Virginia goes on the road and beats them. I mean, this conference is something else, man. I'm still shaking my head over that, but you know, congrats to West Virginia.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean, I don't think anybody could have predicted West Virginia beating Kansas State, especially with Kansas State beating Oklahoma. I mean, I don't think anybody saw this coming. It's just, I mean, I'm just looking at all the scores. I'm just looking at all the scores from yesterday, and basically all the games except for the Kansas and OK State games, all the games were decided by less than 7 points, which is crazy because that just shows how competitive this conference is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just makes the conference look better. You know, it just, wow. Like, when I saw that score, I was just like, no, that has to be wrong. And then I showed it again. I was like, wow, they beat them on the road at Kansas State? I was like, wow, unbelievable. I really couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy, especially to go on the road and go beat them at their house.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it, man. I really couldn't believe it. So that's so crazy. So the last one we'll talk about before we go into next week in the future is Oklahoma State beating Kansas at home. That wasn't a shock to neither one of us. However, Chuba Hubbard, I mean, he could be the best running back at Oklahoma State since Barry Sanders himself was there. He never had another big game. You know, he was given a high praise again for his performance. Congratulations, Oklahoma State. And that goes to, and that goes back to your argument too, Levi, like with Texas. It's like they'll beat Oklahoma State, who is ranked. They beat Kansas State, who was ranked last week. And then they'll turn around and lose a game where you're like, how did you lose that game? So it goes back to the inconsistency with Texas and the confusion. But at the same time, it shows how tough the conference is because what the heck? Kansas State beats Oklahoma and then Oklahoma, you know, loses to them and then boom, West Virginia turns around and beats them. So, it's all tangled in there, man.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, Hubbard had a great game yesterday. Yeah, he had 23 carries for 122 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he definitely looks like the engine of the offense for Oklahoma State right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if we had a Heisman for the Big 12, he would definitely win it. I mean, Keontae Ingram's doing good. TCU, you know, they have a good running game. And speaking of that, let's talk about that. That's one you predicted totally right. I totally thought Texas Tech would take this game serious, which I think they did, but they made some mistakes then. And I thought they would win this game at home because they knew they had a chance to get to bowl eligibility. And then they turn around, and at the last second, they fumble that ball. TCU gets it back. TCU just runs the clock out, and then that's over. So, I mean, that's another one that you got right. I really thought Texas Tech would find a way to just fight, man, and win at home. And they didn't. They lost. So, you know, shout out to Oklahoma. And I think that's another one that you called pretty much by the score. I think you literally called that one 33-31 or something like that, or a 2-point difference. Either or, it was a really close game. And, yeah, man, they won. I can't believe it, but congrats to TCU. It's looking like they'll be bowl eligible again. So
that's what it looked like. Yeah, it was definitely a close game, and then with that fumble, just run out the clock. But it was definitely a great game, and you know TCU was able to get the win. And I remember with Texas Tech last week they definitely seemed on fire, like they were running all cylinders last week. So I don't know exactly what happened this week for them.
Yeah, I just really thought that they would have that firepower at home, and they'd be like, okay, you know, we can win this at home, and we can get to a bowl game in our first year under Matt Wells. And I don't know. I guess you were right. I guess you figure since the way TCU beat Texas, there's no way that they had a chance. So a good call on your half, man.
Thanks.
So that's man, I still couldn't live. They had that. So we got five games, as usual, in the Big 12 upcoming next week. Looks like we got 1:11 a.m. and we got 2:30 p.m. and we got a 7 p.m. And then the other ones still have not been announced what time they're going to be. So we'll see. But we'll go with the first one, and it's Kansas at home versus Iowa State. Now, don't get me wrong. The Big 12 gives me such a shock, Levi. I would not be surprised, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas beat Iowa State at home, because Iowa State's riding so high off of beating their Longhorns. I wouldn't even blink an eye. But I don't think I don't think Iowa State is that dumb, and they'll try and keep the momentum going and get to a better bowl game since they already became bowl eligible. And I'm going to take Iowa State 28-13 over Kansas.
28-13. Yep. I can see Kansas put up a fight, but I do trust Iowa State in getting the win. I think I can see it also being a little bit closer. So I think I can see it going Iowa State 31, Kansas 24. Being by a touchdown.
That's a good score. 7, and I'm sure in Vegas they got it like that, 7 spread or something like that. So the next one is just confirmed, because these are the only ones that I have times on that game, Iowa State Kansas at 11. But this one is the second one. It's 2:30, and it's your Longhorns versus Baylor. It does not say, though, what news coverage it'll be covered on. So it'll probably be ABC or Fox, one of the national games of the week, because this is a big deal. And it looks like Texas is still ranked 19th and Baylor is 13th. Maybe the rankings will change during the week. Maybe they won't. So this time, Levi, I'm going to go with your Longhorns. I really feel like they understand what's at stake. They want to win. You know, they still, even though they won't get to the playoff, they still want to get to a pretty good bowl game, whether it be New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And I'm going to take your Longhorns 38-35 over Baylor on the road. People give Tom Herman a breather, and like I said, they always win games that people don't think they're going to win. This is another thing I thought about, Levi. This really isn't a road game, you guys, like another place, because, I mean, literally – Baylor's about an hour away. Like, I mean, it's a little more than an hour away from, like, Austin and UT's campus. But let's say that's, like, somebody who lives in, like, Georgetown or Hutto or a suburb of Austin or north of Austin. I mean, it's literally 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, it's almost as far as driving from San Marcos to North Austin. So, it's, you know, Waco is not that big of a trip from the Austin metro area. So, not that big of a road game. It's at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. No night game, no early morning player, no 11 a.m. game. So I'm going to give your Longhorns the edge in this one. But we'll see. You never know. Baylor may be pissed from losing Oklahoma and play good.
That's very true. Yeah, I think we can definitely – Texas would definitely get a good crowd just because Waco is not far away. I'm thinking definitely have to pick my Longhorns for this. I think since this is the first time in the season that Baylor has coming off a loss, and you know, as you said earlier, they are a rebuilding team, and so we don't really know how they're going to react after their first loss. And as much as Texas has been up and down this season for games, it's really hard for me to see them coming having two losses in a row back to back. And I'm going to pick Texas, and I'm going to pick it 45-42. I can definitely see it as a high-scoring game.
Oh, it'll definitely be a high-scoring game. Both defenses will play intense, but I think they'll definitely play in the second half, and it will definitely come down to 3 points. That's for sure. It's you know, by our predictions last week, I'm pretty sure one of us will be really close based on our scores.
Yeah.
So, all right, TCU at Oklahoma. That's a 7 p.m. game on Fox. TCU's playing great. They're playing lights out. However, Levi, I do not think that Oklahoma is that stupid, man, to screw it up twice. Because at this point, if they finish out and they play in the Big 12 championship game, they can go 12-1. And they probably could still have a chance to win versus the committee. Being that Alabama has a loss, they don't have Tua. Being that Georgia has to play LSU, so Georgia will have two losses. So it'll be up to the committee, either one loss Alabama team or two loss Alabama team, because they still got to play Auburn, or a one loss Oklahoma team. So we'll see how that goes. But I don't think Oklahoma is going to screw the moment up. TCU is going to play really hard. It's a night game in Norman, Oklahoma again. So I'm going to go Oklahoma 31-17-ish.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely hard for me to have to see Oklahoma messing this up. I know TCU is going to play their hearts out. You know, they've been almost all their games have been close games for them. And I know Oklahoma definitely want to do everything in their power to try to still have a really close chance for the playoffs. I think I'm also going to pick Oklahoma, and I have Oklahoma winning 28-24 against TCU.
I think
it's going to be a good game for that one.
Yeah, that should be a good game. And it sounds like, you know, when Oklahoma wants to, they can definitely play defense. So,
yeah.
Exactly. So the next game is Texas Tech versus Kansas State. And Texas Tech is at home again. If Texas Tech would have won, see, this one's going to throw me through a loophole. Because if Texas Tech would have won, Levi, last week, like I thought they were, because, I mean, they were winning in the fourth quarter. So they could have finished that and won, and then TCU came back, and then they fumbled the ball, and it was over. So I don't know. I want to go Texas Tech, but at the same time, I want to go Kansas State because Kansas State just lost at home to West Virginia. So at this time, I don't know, man, and I'm going to go, we got to take a pick, man. I guess I will go Kansas State by one, 28-27 Kansas State over Texas Tech. I really don't know. That's a tough one.
Okay. This is probably definitely one of the hardest predictions to make. Just, I think this is going to be a really close game. I definitely see it coming down to the fourth quarter or, you know, more towards the end. And I think for that one, you know, I think I'm gonna go with Texas Tech with this one. And I can definitely see it coming down to a last second field goal. So I'm gonna go Texas Tech over Kansas State 31-28.
Wow. That will be crazy if that actually happens, because I know Texas Tech will be putting their hands over their head, because I wouldn't be surprised if they win, but I know they're going to have their hands over their head like, wow, if we did this one last week and finish against TCU, we could be going to a bowl game.
I think Texas Tech is really going to be really pushing to try to get those six wins for to be bowl eligible.
All right. And then that makes that last week's contest versus your Longhorns even more intense. That's going to make that just an even better game. Because Texas is not going to want to lose on senior night, and Texas Tech is going to want to get bowl eligible.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes that matchup way more fun. And our final one, Levi, Oklahoma State at West Virginia. I'm going to be just silly and simple with this one. Being that West Virginia only likes to play good on the road, I'm going to take Oklahoma State to win this game 48-25 at West Virginia and Morgantown, because West Virginia plays great on the road, but for some reason when they're at home, they lose to Texas Tech. You're a Texas Longhorns rolling, they beat them. They do a lot of stuff, but then it's tricky with West Virginia too, because then they play good too. But I think Oklahoma State's found their rhythm. You know, they lost to you guys earlier. They lost a couple other games that people didn't think they should have lost early in the year. And they lost, you know, they lost to Baylor. That let us know Baylor was good at home. But I think Oklahoma State has their rhythm, and they win this game by at least two touchdowns. I feel like West Virginia will be too high off of their upset win. But you never know. It's the Big 12. So I'm just going to go ahead and pick Oklahoma State to win this.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you giving Oklahoma State the win over West Virginia. I have no idea what it is this year with West Virginia being better on the road than they are at home. And I think for the score, I'm picking Oklahoma State, and it's going to be 34-21.
Yeah. That sounds about accurate. That sounds about right. I can see Chuba Hubbard going off, and I can't remember the name of that quarterback. But I remember when they played you guys at home, that quarterback was slicing you guys just like Hubbard was, and he's only a freshman too.
Yeah, definitely a learning experience for the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, Brendan Eagles, before we get out of here, Brendan Eagles had some big catches. Do you know him? Have you heard anything? Is it for sure that now he's going to be in the lineup every week from here on out? Or what's going on with that?
Nothing that I've personally know that he's definitely going to be in the lineup, but, like, he's definitely getting more of his touches, and I feel he's definitely number three right now, according to us. So he would essentially be a starter right now, because I know basically our number one wideout right now is Colin Johnson, and Colin Johnson has been up and down with injuries this season. So if anything happens to Colin, or if he's out a game or two, definitely Brendan Eagles is going to be in there. And then we still have our slot receiver with Devin Duvernay, and he's definitely been going off practically every game. Yeah, so I think Brendan Eagles, I definitely feel like he stepped up. He's making amazing catches. I definitely see him being in the starting lineup from here to the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, Devin Duvernay is definitely you guys' most reliable receiver. That kid is a great player. He makes no excuses. He catches every ball that comes his way. So, yeah, definitely. So, yep, that is our show for this week, Big 12 Nation Podcast. Thanks for your contributions, Levi, and I can't wait to talk to you next time and as we figure out what happens next week in the Big 12.
Yep, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, everybody have a good week. Take care. This is Big 12 Nation signing off.